Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Of LB. Maybe we should have LB as a Bruins playoff correspondent every once in a while if Sofia Yurkstevich is unavailable. Sofia did a great job this morning.
Great job.
We should have her on the show more.
I agree. She loves the sport too. Mm-hmm. It's not just a front whenever there's a microphone in front of her. Nah, when you hang out with her, she's obsessed with hockey. Yeah. You can tell that through her reporting.
Yeah.
She also may show up for Basic Brunch on Sunday.
Ew. Oh. By the way, update on Basic Brunch. Which has turned into a Celtics watch party with us Sunday at 1. Brunch, I think, starts at noon. Is that correct? Six. Since we turned the mics on this morning at 6, 6 additional bar seats sold.
Mm-hmm.
So only 6 of those left.
Perfect.
And I think 12 regular table seats remain. That's it. And it will be yet another Courtney Cox Basic Brunch sellout.
What?
So if you're looking for a place to watch a game, do it with us.
Right.
Me, Courtney Curtis.
Boston Cream Yodels.
Boston Cream Yodel Stack Dessert.
From Drake's Cake.
And we can't wait. We'll see you at the Playwright, South Boston, Sunday, beginning at noon.
Keep doing your thing, Queen.
Thank you.
Speaking of feud, Jackson has arrived. Good morning.
Good
Woo-hoo!
Morning.
How
Big
are you?
Crack.
I am excellent. Full.
Big crack.
It's great to have you here. Yesterday, you went to the Boston Garden. As they introduced a new line of playoff food items.
Yes,
correct?
Yes, I did, yes. Lots of very fancy chefs there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were there other journalists there besides yourself?
There were, yes.
Okay. From every major media outlet in the city?
I wouldn't say major, but okay. I would say, you know, there was okay. a couple of guys that I recognized. Yeah.
And how did it work?
So it was in the Legends Club, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Which... North Station is a funny place because when you go in there, like I got searched and like and they had to call up and get my name on a list.
I would assume that happens a lot with you.
Well, yeah,
just in general, you're searched.
Yeah, I had my hood on, so I thought maybe I looked creepy.
you kept your hood maybe, on the whole time.
You thought maybe you looked creepy.
But yeah, they actually had to call up and give my name and give me.
Okay, so you got searched. You went in.
Yes. And I go in, and it's, you know, a room full of chefs. All the chefs are kind of lined up on the wall, kind of just like, they look like zoo animals. So I'm almost like waiting to be critiqued.
Uh-huh.
But they were all really nice. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really talk to anybody because I wasn't, you know, I don't really know many people in the business, especially if they're behind the scenes. So I just kind of kept to myself. But
yeah.
The food was exquisite. and the I talked to the chef, and I did a little bit of an investigation to see if there were any items on the menu that Shyam could eat.
Not one. Oh, there's not one that Shyam could eat. Nothing.
No.
Okay. But you, you and I discussed this. You wanted to essentially produce this like a report.
Yeah, I filed a report. Yes, exactly.
Like you have filed a report, so we should just go to. It's all self-contained.
All self-contained with
then we'll
all
get
your
get the reviews from the audience, see what everybody in here thinks, etc.
Absolutely, with all your favorite Jackson quirks in there.
All right. Okay. Well, let's go to a report from our man on the street, Jackson, on the new playoff food available this weekend at the TD Garden.
My name's Jackson. I'm from WEI, the Greg Hill Show. So what do you got here? Your exquisite-looking menu right here.
I'm Executive Chef Jason Gorman from TD Garden. And we've got a giant foot-long hot dog. We've got a honey habanero wings. A calories don't count during the playoffs. 3-foot giant cheesesteak.
Wow, I am overwhelmed here. That is fantastic. What's your favorite thing in front of you right here?
Gelato nachos are going to be a hit. The giant cheesesteak.
What about a certain person that's on a diet, a very strict diet right now? He's lost like 30 pounds. What advice would you give him at this here buffet?
Drink lots of water. I don't think normally when people go out for sports, they think healthy.
Well, this is why I got this assignment and he didn't. So shout out to Shyam.
Good luck, Sean.
I have arrived at the unveiling of the new TD Garden menu. And I can tell you, it's a lot classier than I am. But nobody's eating yet. And I'm not going to be that guy that eats first. It seems as though people are eating, so I think I might start digging in. I can do this in a lot of ways, and I think I'm just going to go in order. This one is dedicated to Curtis. We got the guacamole bar with the nachos. Okay, so that is really delicious, but it's not really guacamole to me because there's a bunch of other stuff in it. My guac, I'm a basic bean when it comes to guac. Just kind of plain guacamole, some onions, and some spices, and that's good to go. Here we have the Bean Town Catch Parmesan Crusted Halibut. Sometimes fish is fish. All right, Wiggy, this one's for you. We got the wings. We got winner's wings. Smoky honey habanero chicken wings with bacon habanero jam and barbecue ranch sauce. Wow, this first wing is spicy and sweet at the same time. Here we have the black Angus filet with grilled asparagus. I can't wait to try this. All right, here we go. Oh, my God. Oh, people should not be allowed to eat this in public. It's so good. We've reached the clams. Oh, my God. There's some kind of black pasta here. I'm not exactly sure what it is. Now, there's like 13 or 14 dishes here. I only have two hands, so I can only bring two plates back to my table at once. And by the time I get back to the buffet, all the other items are gone. All right, I'm going up for fifth. All right, there you have it, folks. Hard-hitting journalism from the mean streets of Boston. I'm really glad that I did not eat in preparation for this, so I'm going to give you my top three. Number three was the gelato nachos. Oh, my God. It was just a bunch of different kind of gelatos with these cinnamon toast thingies that you dip with. Number two would be the clams with the black and gold Bruins colors pasta. Those were the best clams I've ever had. And number one, gotta go with the Kona crusted steak. That is a Greg Hill favorite as well. And thank you, TD Garden. That was fun. For WEI and the Greg Hill Show, this is Jackson signing off.
Good job, Jackson.
Good job. Okay, I mean, I have so many questions. I like the stinger finish with the music.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm a professional broadcaster.
Very well produced.
Yep.
Your immediate feedback.
Feedback for me would be that the viewing on the Twitch didn't match up with the audio. So when he's talking about the wings, all I get are the bones afterwards. Yes, yeah. So I would have loved to see
Want to see the actual food.
I would have went with you if I knew it was like that.
First go at it. Mm. And I want to commend you for
good
that.
Good job.
Seemed to be an awful lot in there kind of about yourself as opposed to about the others that were there to being interviewed.
Well, there was chefs are an odd bunch, you know.
Well, he did say fish is fish.
Yeah, I enjoyed that line.
I could have used a little bit more ASMR. Uh-huh. The first chip bite was so pleasing to me as somebody that enjoys ASMR. I would have liked a little bit closer to the mic, you biting into something.
I understand that, mm-hmm. but I'm the opposite of that. I don't like that, so I wouldn't want to torture people with that. But so there was like 4 or 5 sous chefs there. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to interview them, and they all said, we have to go ask chef for permission. And so they're all standing in line waiting for the main chef to get done with their interview. And he was very intimidating. Big, big hat, but very nice guy.
He called Shime Sean.
Yes, he called Shime Sean.
That was my highlight. That was excellent.
Highlight for you.
Yeah, that was great.
Good description of all the food in the video,
really,
though.
No disrespect. I find myself confused about what the actual new items are.
I understand that. I
thought it was excellent. I just would have loved the gelato nachos. Looks amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And so I didn't really, like, what flavors, what was best? Because that, to me, if I'm going to a game and it's like an 8 o'clock start Saturday night, that's the go-to, right? You're there for dessert.
You don't like the idea of cinnamon chip thingies?
Right.
It was like fried dough almost.
What is the gelato nachos?
It's like a big gravy boat of a bunch of different gelatos.
You didn't get that on video, though.
Yes, I did. So I get a bunch of B-roll that I'm going to be posting on social
B-roll.
Media.
That's for a follow-up report.
Yeah, well, okay. Social media. So
yeah, because I was watching it on the Twitch.
That's the rest of the story.
People want to follow along with my journey, so I figured.
All right.
Will you put your audio to the B-roll that you have for me to post on Instagram?
Yes,
will you put that little musical sting at the end?
Of course I will.
Okay, yes.
I have a whole package in mind for social.
Okay, perfect.
Nice spread, though. It was a really nice layout.
It was
really
very nice.
Was there other media members there that we would have known?
No. There was. I rode the elevator down with a cameraman from Nessun. It seems like this was the low end of the totem pole assignment for a lot of companies.
Yeah.
But hey, I'll take it.
Yeah. Why not?
And Wiggy, I cook at home a lot.
Oh, okay.
And I eat at home a lot. I'm just
Who cooks more, you or your fiance?
Oh, me definitely. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with free food.
She has a couple of specialties, and I have I cook a lot.
I would have definitely went to that event. Looked really. That's a great assignment.
Yeah, and the juxtaposition from walking out of the Legends Club into the and just sea of humanity that is North Station, the MBTA was it was jarring actually.
Yeah. You're fascinated with North Station. What is it about it?
Have
you never been there before?
Oh, no, I've been there plenty of times, but it's the different worlds, the classy, high-end world of, like, nice food and, like...
And the bums.
A couple bums that
might be floating around.
Got asked for change 4 times.
Yeah, well, you know.
I did like your use of exquisite. Pot. You liked exquisite throughout that.
That was a big one.
Yeah. I had one of the day toilet paper.
Actually, I think we just got a call from Guy Fieri. He needs him on Triple D.
All right.
That sandwich looked good.
That was a great initiative, Jackson. Very well done. Yeah. Put a lot
good
of
job,
time
Jackson.
Into it.
Yes,
good job, Jackson.
I would encourage you, as we often do, go into the Twitch chat.
Right.
And you'll get mixed reviews on the report so far and maybe respond to some of those people.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
That was very well done. So that is our man on the street, Jackson, with that live report. Okay.
Thank you. Good night.
Great work, Jack.
Get the B-roll out there. Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
I feel like that music, we could use that more. Like when someone makes a strong point on the
show.
You know what I mean?
That's it. Or at the end of the show. All right. It's Don't Want Foria to Get Mad. We're signing off.
We could get into spots quicker rather than the goodbye music if we just did that.
That's true.
Like if at the end of the show I said, well, it's 9:54.
Greg, I have an idea. Something maybe can bring some.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Wick, are you going to be firing Joe Mazzulla if they don't win game one?
That was my line I was just setting up for you, dolt.
So, Wick, let's ask this question. If Tatum doesn't play well, would you give him $350 million? How bad is Mazzulla, honestly?
Sophia, would you take Jack's job?
Oh, boy. All right. Listen.
Don't worry, Greg. You'll still get free tickets. Like, you're okay.
I don't know about that.
I have to know. I'm suffering from no text back anxiety right now.
Oh, no.
I don't know about that.
That baby may be done, it's, but whatever. Yeah.
Red with no response.
I thought Curtis was going to follow it up with his TV show ratings from season one.
Yes.
And just like that, Greg and Wick's relationship is over.
Yeah. Wick, extended family, what were the ratings like for season one?
It seems like they were down after the first three episodes.
Know what the conversation's been like in the studio.
Any chance you fire the actors? Do you think you went wrong by portraying yourself as a black guy?
What? Wiggy.
Using a black actor.
What in the world are we doing?
Well, have you ever seen the show today? If you ever see the show, it's what's his name? Donald Faison, who plays Wick.
Yeah.
Who's black?
So, Wick, you give it any thought to if you're not up by 5 points after the first quarter, game one, firing Joe Mazzulla? Jesus. All right, let's get to Courtney. Let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by New England Regional Turf Grass Foundation. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians 5-4, dropping the last game and the series. Little different story when it came to starting pitching last night, Wiggy. Brennan Bernardino only went 2 innings. Mm-hmm. He struck out 2. They got another 2 errors last night. They lead the league with 20 in 20 games. The Sox now in Pittsburgh. 6:40 first pitch tonight. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:40 for the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Merlone have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Reds Network, Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Heat will host the Bulls tonight with the winner of that matchup getting Boston on Sunday at 1. Jimmy Butler will not be playing. He's expected to be out for a few weeks with an apparent MCL injury. The Bruins will kick off the postseason tomorrow with the Maple Leafs in town. That's an 8 p.m. puck drop. And hey, New England golfers looking for some great courses to play this season, check out our live auction at teeupnewengland.com for some great golf. The auction is open April 15th, which is now, until 9 p.m. on April 22nd. Remember, teeupnewengland.com. Better golf through turf research. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Before we get to Curtis and the weather, just have a quick question for everybody that is listening to the show right now, mm-hmm. if that's okay. All right, Chime, go ahead.
Did the man die? He did.
All right. Curtis, your weather?
47 degrees, Greg. Hot in here, 57 outside.
All right. Hey, I just was able to obtain a pair of Bruins playoff tickets for you, which I will give away before we end the show. So 9:45. All right. Whatever you're doing, stop it. Be listening to this radio show at 9:45, and I will hook you up so you can be there and enjoy the gelato nachos at the Garden on Saturday night.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Greg Hill on WEEI.
I'll sum it up in the fact that we're very confident in our goaltending. I think it's been a strength of our hockey club for certainly the past 2 years. You know, the noise that necessarily goes on outside is not necessarily filtered as much inside as what people may believe, because our goalies know what the plan is. They know what their strengths are for our hockey club and how much we rely on them. And performance and results will dictate some of this. But we know what the plan is going in, and so do they, and we're comfortable with it.
Question: will Jim Montgomery go his separate ways when it comes to both of the goaltenders? I thought, you know, I heard Don Sweeney yesterday. I brought this up during they said it. I thought you could kind of indicate from what he was saying yesterday that they were going to go rotation. But then I don't know. Maybe you or Scheim or somebody changed my mind this morning. And
even what they say, it's still rotation. But results and performance matter. So like, what does that mean? Each goalie's getting one game, and whoever has the best results. And
it can't be one game.
Okay, so
then. And then you just. So.
Two games apiece? My question, I asked Sophia this, I'll ask you this. If you're the coach, how many games would you give each goalie before you said, okay, that's enough? Now we're going to see results and
it depends where the series is at. I mean, if you're down, you're up, that's the problem. It works in the regular season. It's worked very well in the regular season. They certainly are in a better position goaltender wise than the team they're facing in round one of the playoffs, the Maple Leafs. So I don't know.
Who do you have more faith in? The Bruins figuring out the goalie situation for the playoffs or the Patriots in the third pick?
The Bruins.
Same. But Greg, I believe you were right initially that this is going to be a rotation. We don't know the duration of it, but they'll each get a game. Does anybody doubt that they each will get a game in the first round?
No.
So you'll see both, and then they'll go from there. I think once you get to the second round and on, I would be surprised if they maintained a rotation.
What about Sophia saying that she has a feeling that it's all Mark tomorrow night?
Well, that
was
interesting.
What I said, too.
Yeah. But short of a sweep, how do you know if you're saying, short of a sweep where you go, okay, every goalie has gotten their fair share at it and played well. If Lena starts game one and he gives up two goals and they lose, and Swayman starts game two and they win, how do you go back to Lena?
In my mind, I think Montgomery needs to pick the plan, which I think he already has, and I think it's going to be a goalie rotation, and then just stick with it.
Answer that question
for me. Don't react to a loss.
Do not react to a loss.
So answer that question for me. You're Montgomery. You're saying don't react.
It's not just Montgomery right now either. I'm pretty sure Bruce Cassidy said but Vegas is contemplating doing a goalie rotation as well.
Yes, Courtney.
So,
but answer the question
for everybody who's always telling me that it's never happened before. It's never happened. Well, it might happen for two very successful teams this season.
Put yourself in there. And that's why I said the room. How do you answer the question? Because that's going to be the question that's going to be asked. You get Linus or Swayman in game one.
Yep.
They lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put the next guy in game two.
Yep.
They win.
Then you go back to Linus for game three, even if he lost game one. If you need to stick to your plan. If your plan is to do a goalie rotation, you need to stick with it until you're at an elimination game and there's a clear front runner.
This is Jimmy from New Hampshire. Hey, Jimmy.
Good morning, everybody. I listen every day to the show. Absolutely love it.
Jimmy,
I was
Jimmy,
out
at, final, yeah. final road show of the third season of road shows is at Bernie's Beach Bar, Hampton Beach. Will you be there? Yes or no?
Yes, I'd love to meet you all in person. Okay. In fact, I was at Hampton Beach last night, Greg.
Oh, really? Oh.
And, yeah, outside of an establishment, I see a dude wearing a Swayman jersey. So I'm like, well, maybe this cat knows something about the Bruins. I'll go over and find out. Hey, so what do you think? Swayman going to start game one? And then we alternate every game. The guy goes, yeah, and we're having back and forth. I'm like, oh, this guy really knows his stuff. I go, yeah, I listen to EEI every morning. I just don't get it, why they don't understand why you can't just alternate. One, two, three, four. It's every other all the way through four. And then we'll diagnose after four games. It's what has worked for the team. It's what's working for the locker room, most importantly.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to diagnose after four games, that tells me each guy's going to get two starts in net. And then from there, you're going to go with performance and results.
So right? you're going to get 4 games into this series.
Yep.
And if it's working, stick with it, and if not, then you pick one guy and go with one guy.
Well, the only way it could, I would say, potentially be working is if you sweep. Because if you go every other game and you don't sweep, that means somebody lost.
Well, or they both lose.
But again, it's the NHL playoffs, mm-hmm. so you want to win. You know, you should win your games on home ice.
Yep.
So you theoretically could be 2-2, mm-hmm. and then you have to make that decision on game 5. And if you feel like 2-2 is working, then you go right back to your rotation
but
again.
My question for everybody is: at what point does it become a distraction for the team? Because if, let's say tomorrow or today, Monty announces Ullmark Saturday and Swayman in game 2. So he gets ahead of it. So after the game, not everybody's saying, you know, who's starting where. If you're at 2-2 coming back for a pivotal game at home, do you really want it to be game time decision? You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like this needs to be established firmly before they start playing these games, because otherwise it's going to be all they're asked every day.
What if they get to game 5? Jim Montgomery faces the media, and he says, in net tonight, Brad Marchand.
I think that makes everything better.
It's so good.
Yeah,
well done, Jackson.
But this, it's a major, major distraction.
Yeah, but
really
they already
isn't.
Said in the no.
It hasn't been. This is the dumbest argument ever. Hasn't been a distraction for the last 2 seasons.
And Sweeney literally said they have a plan.
The only reason it was a distraction last postseason was because they didn't go with the rotation.
It's in the regular season. What have we been talking about all about
the
postseason?
For us, it's not. It's a distraction for fans, I guess. Most fans that I and we can we're here.
So you don't believe
Brazen. We're here to hear from them. Is that they love the rotation. They're like, it works, so stick with it. It might be a distraction for us.
So you don't believe Razor, somebody who played goalie, who
said... Well, Razor said that to Curtis.
Razor said that they should have one goalie throughout the playoffs. That's the way it's always been. That's the way it always should be. And that he thought this was a week ago, that that's what they would be doing.
And it's very difficult for a goalie to go... rotate in every game, especially in the playoffs, because they need some form of like, all right, who's the guy?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel like that it is a dance with what brung you kind of scenario, and that they've decided that internally. But
that's why the deadline doesn't make any sense. If they think that this is the reason they're here, then they wouldn't have been willing to break it up.
Unless Milbury... But I don't think that they believe that this is necessarily the reason they're here, but I do believe that they think that this is their best unit currently. I think at the deadline, they wanted to trade one in order to try and upgrade probably the offensive unit. They weren't able to do that, so now they get to this point, and the goalies are still their best unit, and so they're going to rely on the goalies instead of just trying to rely on half
the shot.
Quick note. I have a pair of tickets to give to you for tomorrow night, and I'm going to give them away at 9:45 in 10 minutes. Just a heads up on that.
Then what they need to stop doing then, if this is what they believe, then tell the truth. Say we're going to go. Don't throw performance and results in there. Just say we're rotating every single night, because if that's what you believe, What does the result and performance matter?
Well, I'm sure they're not saying that to the dressing room. I'm sure everybody that is on the team knows exactly what they're doing.
So then if that's the case, then we're going to see a goalie rotation every game for every round throughout the whole playoffs.
That's what I think.
All right.
This is Pauly from Dedham.
Hey, guys. Listen, on the goalie situation, these guys are used to carrying a certain workload. If you overwork them, it's not going to work. That's what happened. You wore out Almach last year. And then Swayman was burnt out by the time, the third period was through last year. Probably should have put Almach in during overtime, but you can't do that unless you find a guy that's got the hot hand and it's a series clinching game. Either you'll be eliminated or it's a clincher for you. Then you can ride the go with that little extra, the guy with the hot hand at that point. Okay, the Bruins is that's not their problem though. Their problem is they have too many ponies, not enough horses up front. They would have had to have talked David Krejci out of retirement to be going anywhere. They'd be lucky if they get past Toronto, and that probably should be it. God forbid they have to play the Lightning, the Rangers, or the Panthers because they'll clean the ice with them. Florida would be an even match. The Celtics are going nowhere until they find a way how to close games and find somebody on that team with some backbone. And that the other team will follow when games are on the line at the end of games.
You don't have the Celtics going anywhere? Why? What's wrong with you?
Can I ask a question to you, Greg?
Yeah.
The Celtics had 64 wins, right?
Yes.
They can't close games? They won 64 of 82.
I guess it's playoff games.
Remember, they haven't played a playoff game yet.
Well, but they played last year, and that's...
Okay, but this is not the same basketball team.
I get it, I agree with
some... But Shime, they did lose 18 games.
They won 3 games by 50 points.
Yeah.
It's a regular season, though, Greg. Seems like it's a closeout.
Yeah, I don't
me.
Get it.
I mean,
it's a regular season. We've been down this road before, and Tatum has to step up in the postseason and show... And I don't think it's just the postseason. I think Tatum has to, win a championship because even if he performs well, he's still going to get criticized because they're going to be like, well, he's a great player, but he can't carry the team over the hump. Yeah. It's just fascinating both of these playoffs because I think this whole goalie thing, I know you guys are like, oh, just do what you do in the playoffs. And they should have did it last year.
Do what you do in the regular season.
The regular season. But last year, if you looked at the way they went about things before Linus got hurt, was they were going, all right, we're going with the guy we feel like is the better goalie, and Linus.
And it didn't work.
He got hurt.
He got hurt, theoretically, because he was playing too much. But I mean,
do you buy that?
I don't know.
So you played four games?
So you think he was hurt at the end of the season?
Yeah, and probably.
Like, well, okay. Playing a lot didn't help.
I mean, he played 50% of the games during the regular season. And then
last year, he played more than 50%.
Oh, so
he had 40 wins. Swayman only had 20.
Okay, so he played more than 40. So the approach then has to be you don't ride a hot goalie. You just rotate goalies. That's got to be your approach.
But Greg, I would say just to go back to the Celtics, where obviously they had a great regular season. They were the best team in basketball by a wide margin. But we still don't know if they have improved in the biggest area, which is executing late in tight games that they have to have.
Yeah.
That was an issue last year, and they overcame it coming back in Game 6, winning Game 7 against the Sixers. And obviously they showed great resilience coming back from 3-0 to the Heat before falling when Tatum got hurt in Game 7. But we still need to see that. Is something that obviously it could happen. If they win a title this year, Mazzulla's the coach of the Celtics for the next 20 years.
Yeah.
If they lose, the whole thing could look different.
Think the path to the finals for the Celtics has become easier.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. Because of injuries. You don't necessarily, you don't know what the time off is going to do when it comes to Embiid, but I think he's probably not going to be what he was last year.
He played in, obviously he played in the play-in game. He kind of struggled in the first half, ended up with a solid game, 23 points. Issues there. You got issues with Giannis. You look at the Knicks, Julius Randle's done for the season. So there are issues when it comes to health. If you get Miami, they're going to be without Jimmy Butler. The path is easy to get there. This is we talked about, this is like the Bruins path when in 2018?
Yes.
Like the
when the Lightning were bounced out.
Yeah, your road is perfect. It was Carolina, Columbus, and
Blues.
Yeah, whoever. So when you start to look at the Celtics' path, it don't get no better than that. Even if Giannis wasn't hurt, I think it was still Dame Lillard and Giannis trying to figure out how they play together. And there was still, you know, some of that they had to iron out. Mm. So,
all right. Well, if you want to be there tomorrow night for game one, then don't go anywhere because I'll give those tickets away next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, there you go, Courtney. That's your favorite on the new album?
Not my favorite, but that one is about Travis Kelce.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
So it's a good one.
So okay. I was just trying, and we said we were doing the smoking theme for the day. She's talking about smoking, so.
Okay, what's it called?
So High School. So
okay. High School. All right, 1 week from today, I can't believe it, roadshow number one, Brattleboro, Vermont, the Stone Church. And the night before, on draft night, we will be at the Poorhouse in Keene, New Hampshire for pregame. And roadshows presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller time, New England. And we'll have a whole bunch of them. And then we'll work on some Flex Fridays for the summer. I'm hoping after last night that I can pull off a Flex Friday show at the F1 Arcade. Which Courtney and I went to their party last night. The place is extraordinary in the Seaport. If you'd like to see my driving skills, oftentimes I am mocked and ridiculed for driving. I believe those of you that are watching on Twitch right now are able to see me wheeling my way around an F1 course in Monaco or some such thing, finishing 7th in that group race last night.
Good job.
7 out of 8.
Steering wheel shifters?
It's like, what's that? Yeah, you got this. Well, I didn't realize that in F1, you keep your 1 foot on the accelerator, 1 foot on the brake.
I didn't know that either. That was the hardest thing to figure out.
Yeah.
Those seats are unbelievable. It feels like you are actually driving these cars.
Yes.
And the best part about this arcade is there's so many of them there. I don't think you'll ever have to wait to use one.
Yeah.
The place is huge.
So looks cool. Working on that. Now, if you would like to go and see the Bruins tomorrow night, you need to be caller number 9 right now on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937. And you get 2 tickets to see the Bruins and the Maple Leafs in Game 1 at the Garden tomorrow night. Limited tickets are still available when you go to Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. But we have this pair, and we are giving them to you. So,
good job.
We've
come a long way since pole position.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that movie that was based on the true story where the dude was a gamer?
Yes, I didn't see the movie. I know what you're talking about.
He was doing the F1 sim.
Yep.
and they actually hired him to be an F1 driver.
The,
Gran Turismo.
Yes, your boy's in it from Pirates of the Caribbean. What's the co-star?
Orlando Bloom?
Yes, he's in it.
It's good, though. Like, I'm not generally a fan of gamer films. But it's very good, Sean.
It does look good. And it is a true story, so that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a true story.
He became an F1 driver just from doing the sim, so it must be realistic.
Yes.
Like, super realistic.
Right. It means that you, should we ever require it, you could go to war because of Call of Duty.
Right.
Oh, yes.
You're basically,
I'm not really sure about that.
You're basically Chris Kyle.
Yeah. You could talk the enemy to death.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good with the war thing. I get killed, I go to the gulag, I come back.
Do you think Wiggy would talk over the general's instructions when it came time? It was time to invade?
No, but the general would like to reuse the silencer for something else.
Mm-mm. I'm always squad leader. Shime knows that, so I wouldn't listen to the general anyways.
Well, you would give a different way to do things.
Right. Well, listen, it's my life on the line. You're sitting in some cushy bunker.
Yeah.
Hundreds of miles away, and I'm on the front lines. Now, we're going to do some things differently around here.
Yeah.
Also, if you would like to join Wiggy and I at a Red Sox game on May 14th and sit in the Sam Adams seats, the good seats, out in the right field, Sam Adams deck, we'll give you table seating, you and a guest, as long as you're a diehard. All you have to do is upload a photo that proves you are diehard worthy on the contest page at weei.com, because we're going to start picking winners for that game soon. So there are a lot of moments for a cold one, and no one knows that better than Sam Adams. And that's why they strive to make the perfect beer for every occasion and season. So whenever life calls for a cold one, whatever the season or the reason, just remember all year round, it is Sam season, and Sam Adams is the official beer of the Boston Red Sox, and we would love for you to join us on May 14th, and who knows where the Red Sox will be at that point, but they're keeping it interesting.
All right. Not very good at home, but they are good on the road.
Good question in the Twitch. If you put a photo in for the first go-around, do you have to re-upload for the second?
That is a great question. Maybe you can ask Ken Laird about that.
Okay.
I would assume that, I don't know if it's a carryover or not. Great question.
I will ask
but
Ken.
Just re-upload. Just do the re-up.
Okay.
Re-up.
All right. Anything else?
Curtis tomorrow, 9 to noon.
Okay. Ken and Curtis tomorrow from 9 to noon. Basic brunch on Sunday. It's a Celtics basic brunch. Starts at noon at the Playwright in South Boston. There's like 10 seats left. That's it. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And just click on events. You can join Courtney and me, Curtis, maybe Wiggy, and we'll watch the Celtics in game one. And we'll find out after tonight who their opponent will be. So, Gresham Foyer coming up next. And that'll do it for us. It is 9:54. Goodbye.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.